As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.
Welcome into The Athletic Fantasy Football Podcast. It is Sunday night, December the 5th, as we are sitting here recording this. Who is we, you ask? Well, it's Michael Beller and Derek Van Riper taking a look ahead to Week 14 waivers in DVR, typically. Not just typically, for our entire fantasy playing lives. We were talking Week 14, we're talking first week of the playoffs, but that is not the case this season. Last week of the regular season for most fantasy leagues coming up. So could be a week where you really do care about what you grab on the waiver wire.
Yeah, a lot at stake and a few interesting names out there based on some of the injuries that were reported during Sunday's games. It seems like throughout this season, we've done this pod on Sunday nights and had it out, you know, for the late Sunday night crowd, the early Monday crowd. A lot of the waiver wire gold has come from news that broke after Sunday. Like, it's just been that kind of year so far. So this is above average in terms of the quality of the players we have to talk about right now. But as people have learned, it seems like the best is yet to come on the wire.
Yeah, that's most likely going to be the case again this week. And pretty much everything that we're talking about on this show has to do with injuries that happened on Sunday and the doors that are open because of those injuries. So let's start out in Minnesota DVR. Adam Thielen left the Vikings. Ignominious loss to the Detroit Lions. The Detroit Lions no longer winless at the hands of the Minnesota Vikings. So Adam Thielen leaving the game with an ankle injury. KJ Osborne ended up pulling down 4 catches on 7 targets for 47 yards and a touchdown. Tyler Conklin got 9 targets in this game, caught 7 of them for 56 yards. Justin Jefferson, I think, just caught another pass right now as you and I are sitting here talking about this. We know Justin Jefferson in a world without Adam Thielen is going to be doing work. But what about KJ Osborne and Tyler Conklin? Enough here for them, DVR, with Adam Thielen potentially looking at an absence?
Yeah, it's a quick turnaround, too. Vikings catch the Steelers here, I think, on Thursday night. Yep. So that's a bad situation for Thielen, even if it's a relatively minor injury. I look at the situation. I think this is an offense that can generally support 3 pass catchers pretty consistently, especially if Dalvin Cook is on the sidelines. I think that's going to be the case for a while longer yet anyway, even though Alexander Mattison fills in the backfield pretty capably. This is a team that I could see both Conklin and Osborne being, you know, top of the list of their position, top 10 at tight end, I guess that'd be for Conklin, back of the top 10, and Osborne, I guess, would be like back of the top 35, back of the top 40, where you're more in than out on each of them, and they're available enough in leagues where they actually could be difference makers. I mean, the Steelers aren't a pushover sort of matchup. They've had a ton of injuries defensively, but I'm definitely interested in both of those players where available.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, and I think you pretty much nailed it. I guess the one who I think is going to have more fantasy utility the rest of the season, or at least as long as Adam Thielen is out, is probably Conklin. But that's got a lot to do with the barrier to entry at tight end versus the barrier to entry at wide receiver. So I think that's really more of a default position why Tyler Conklin will be a little bit more useful in fantasy leagues. But still something to think about here. I do think that Tyler Conklin can pretty easily jump up into the, at the very least, starter discussion, if not being a locked-in starter, given how murky the back really whole half of the tight end position is. So I like Conklin there. And I think something that's important to think about with Minnesota, this is something we talk about with this team going back years. I mean, really going back to probably the last year Stephon Diggs was there, maybe even like the last 2 years Stephon Diggs was there. This is a team with one of the most narrow usage trees in the NFL. It is the running back, whether it's Dalvin Cook or Alexander Mattison. It's the top two receivers, Adam Thielen and Stephon Diggs, then Adam Thielen and Justin Jefferson. And that's it. And I mean, that's really the only players who get used in the offense. And now you take Adam Thielen out of the equation. I don't think the Vikings can suddenly change their stripes. They're not going to be as effective with Adam Thielen out. But I don't think they can say, oh, Thielen's out, we need to change the offense. I think it means that, yeah, Justin Jefferson maybe gets an uptick in targets, but KJ Osborne is going to be getting a lot of targets. And I think Tyler Conklin fits that as well. So I think you got to keep that in mind also, DVR, when you're looking at claiming either of these guys in the wire this week.
Yeah, and I think Conklin is a little bit more of a plotter, relatively speaking, whereas Osborne, I think, does bring some big playability. So if Conklin has a slight edge in targets, it probably doesn't skew a ton of extra value his way, because I think Osborne is capable of doing a little bit more with a slightly smaller share.
All right, let's get on to our next situation here, and this is back to Philadelphia. Derek, this is a backfield that it feels like we have to talk about in this show like once every 2 or 3 weeks, and we are back at it again because Miles Sanders suffered another injury in the Eagles' win over the Jets, an ankle injury this time. He was running well. He was, you know, really looking like the Beau Ideal Miles Sanders, the guy who we thought we were getting, you know, the last couple of seasons, and just really hasn't been the case for him. And he's looking that way, and then he hurts the ankle in the win over the Jets. So we're back talking about Boston Scott. We're back talking about Kenneth Gainwell. Maybe we're back talking about Jordan Howard eventually for this team, but it was Gainwell on Sunday who ended up having the big day, 12 carries for 54 yards and a touchdown, ended up catching all five of his targets for 33 yards. Boston Scott didn't touch the ball. Yes, he was active, but did not touch the ball once in this game. I think that maybe this backfield without Miles Sanders is too big a headache to worry about figuring out, but not everyone's going to have that luxury with the way the running back position has gone this season, DVR. So if you are one of those people who's in a position where any running back is an auto yes to you, how do you look at these two guys, or maybe even three guys if you want to throw Jordan Howard in the mix?
Well, I'm a little bit worried because we have an Eagles bye in week 14. Yes, week 14 has byes this season. It's not great from a fantasy perspective. I'm sure it's awesome if you're a team that's just banged up and you've been grinding it out for 13 weeks. Having this late bye might be a really nice thing to have. All that is to say, I wonder, with some time to get healthy, if Sanders will even be forced to miss time in week 15. If Boston Scott's illness going into week 13 is part of the reason why he didn't play, and then if Jordan Howard's knee actually heals up between now and week 15 as well, because there's so many ways for this situation to get worse. I think it reminds me of what we were dealing with the Titans backfield a little bit, except there's even one more option in here. Instead of being a two-player backfield, this is clearly a three-player backfield, just in terms of viable potential options if Sanders misses time. Total chaos situation. If I'm throwing a dart, it's probably on Jordan Howard right now in leagues where they're all available. I prefer Howard, then Scott, then Gainwell. I think there might be something to that Boston Scott illness that dictated Gainwell playing more, just thinking about how they were using Boston Scott in recent weeks when Miles Sanders was previously unavailable.
Yeah, I think that's exactly the way I would go with this also, and we have to take what we saw before this week and keep that in mind as well. And it does feel like, you know, Boston Scott was active but didn't really practice all week because of the illness, a non-COVID illness that had him being a guy who was like an inactive for the Eagles against the Jets in week 13. But we go back to before this week, and it was Gainwell who had totally fallen out of favor with the coaching staff. So have to imagine that we would see plenty of Boston Scott and Jordan Howard in a world where this team comes out of the bye and Miles Sanders needs to miss time.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. customers are rushing to your store. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into the one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers in line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business. Take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/theathletic, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/theathletic to take your retail business to the next level today. shopify.com/theathletic.
Just one more situation to talk about DVR. It's not going to be the most robust week unless things change over the next 48 hours or so on the waiver wire. Corey Davis suffered another injury, also an ankle injury. It was an ankle injury kind of week across the NFL. Corey Davis, with that ankle injury, could be in doubt for this team for the next couple of weeks. And frankly, really hasn't done much when he's been healthy over the last couple of weeks also. So we know Elijah Moore, the top of the depth chart for this team, especially from a fantasy perspective. Is there enough here to get excited about Jamison Crowder in a world where Corey Davis misses time? Because I think no is a perfectly acceptable answer to that question.
Well, I mean, I think even in some competitive leagues outside of the NFFC, which has huge benches, you see guys like Crowder and Russell Gage kind of on and off rosters throughout the season.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's very little that separates guys like this. Now, I think taking Davis out of the equation would bump Crowder back into the on-rosters status, like 12-teamers where you start three and have normal-sized benches. I think he'd be back in. It's amazing just how bad his season has been overall, but I think he was pretty clearly the second option in that passing game behind Elijah Moore. So I'm in on Crowder. I mean, I think it's like 7 to 8 targets. The Jets, kind of like the Lions, we talked about the Lions, I think, on the DFS episode on Friday, often chasing games, often going to have plus volume in the passing game. So as long as you're in a league that at least gives you a half point per reception, Crowder is back in the mix for me. It's not a throw all your remaining dollars at him sort of thing, but there's a chance that he's good enough to use with Davis potentially missing some time. You look at the matchups, it's the Saints, the Dolphins, and the Jags, I believe, coming up here these next 3 weeks. And they've actually been pretty generous to opposing wide receivers. All three of those teams ranking in the bottom third of the league in terms of fantasy points allowed to opposing receivers this season.
Yeah, Jamison Crowder, 6 targets in that loss to the Eagles, caught 4 of them for 62 yards. So I agree with you. He is one of those guys who's probably been on like 3 or 4 different teams in every single fantasy league this season. That's just sort of the player he is now. And there's a group of guys who are like that. But there's enough here. I agree. I think that no is a fine answer, but I think that there is probably enough here. And you're, if we're just talking standard 12-team league, 2 backs, 3 receivers, and a flex, I think there's enough for Jamison Crowder without Corey Davis for him to find a home on a roster in a league like that. And any shallower than that, I don't know if that's the case, but most leagues, you're probably going to be able to find a home for Jamison Crowder on someone's team, even if you don't necessarily love the idea of starting him in week 14. But that's exactly what we're looking at on what is shaping up to be a relatively thin week on the waiver wire. Again, Sunday night as we are recording this, and we're looking at KJ Osborne, Tyler Conklin, the Philadelphia backfield, and it's still pretty murky there, and maybe Jamison Crowder as guys who are going to lead the way over these next 48 hours on the waiver wire in fantasy football leagues. That's going to wrap things up for me and DVR on this episode of the Athletic Fantasy Football Podcast. Thanks so much for listening. Got a full week ahead getting ready for week 14, the final week of the regular season in most fantasy leagues. So be sure to be with us on TAFFP all week long. We will see you there. Hopefully you're going to enjoy it. We think you will. Thanks for being with us tonight. We'll talk to y'all soon. See ya.